Welcome to another episode of The Neil Damrell Show with your host, myself, Neil Damrell, founder of Damrell Coaching, bringing you simple and honest advice on all things cycling related, helping you to cycle faster and recover quicker. Plus, sharing my personal experiences on all things health, wealth and mindset. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. I've spent over a decade of my life immersing myself in the world of health and fitness, from getting a degree in sport and exercise science to a master's in sport and exercise nutrition to working with countless clients, helping them lose weight and improve their performance both physically and mentally, to assessing and delivering over 30,000 health assessments to businesses across the UK. I've come across countless habits and trends that have kept people struggling with their weight. So in today's video, I'm going to share with you the most common traits and habits that I've seen in my decades worth of experience in what's keeping people struggling with their weight and not achieving the results they want to achieve. So hopefully that can help you break free from yo-yo dieting and improve your health and well-being in the future. So number one is just a sedentary lifestyle. We do have jobs these days that means we're mostly on our bums and we're not doing as much activity as we once did many, many years ago. In fact, research has shown that over the last decade or so, our calorie intake hasn't changed much as a population. However, our activity levels have plummeted. Our jobs now are all online or at home. We don't do any manual or physical labor jobs. So the amount of activity we do in a day is significantly reduced in compared to what it was a year ago. And even if you go to the gym once a day for half an hour to an hour, you're still spending pretty much 23 hours of your day being sedentary. So one of the biggest changes you can make to manage your weight better in the future is just trying to increase the amount of activity you do on a daily basis. And this is simple as going for a walk at lunchtimes, trying to go for a walk in the morning, trying to aim for your 10,000 steps a day. Just by walking regularly, you'll notice massive improvements, not just in your overall physical well-being, but over your mental well-being. Number two is just fast food. Most people I speak to struggle with preparing food ahead of time. And most of the time, because their lives are so busy with family and work commitments, normally grabbing a meal deal on the way to work or a takeaway on the way home. And this habit, while can be expensive over a long period of time, also increases the amount of processed foods you can consume. And with your meal deals and takeaway foods, what you're not controlling is how much salt and fat are in those meals. So if you can prepare your meals ahead of time, maybe spend an hour or two at the weekends just to prepare some meals to take to work for you within the week. By doing so, you're saving yourself loads of time in the week. So when life is really busy during the week, you only have to put your meals in the microwave to warm them through, and you've got a meal ready to go on the way to work or when you get home. Another habit I've come across in my years of experience is eating quite late. And eating quite late will not make any difference when it comes to whether you're going to lose weight or gain weight, as long as you're in a calorie deficit. But what it does have an effect on is your sleep quality. And if you're eating quite late, trying to sleep and get off to bed quite soon after a rich meal, it's going to be quite challenging and uncomfortable. And also this plays a role in increasing your appetite hormone, ghrelin, which if you have bad quality sleep increases, which means that you're going to be tired the next day and have increased hunger cravings, which will increase the likelihood of you snacking throughout the day. So prioritize sleep, make sure you're sleeping really well. Try and not eat 2 or 3 hours before you go to bed, just to give your body a good chance to recover. This will help minimize midnight munchies. So cutting back on snacking is a massive role in managing your weight in the long run. So by simply minimizing and being aware of your snacking is also going to help you manage your weight better in the future. So cutting back on any midnight munchies and late night dinners also help to support that going forward in the future. Habit number four is snacking and our dependence on a lot of sugar snacks to get us through the day. And most of the time we gravitate to sugary snacks, which are high in fat. And this just increases the amount of calories in our diets that are unnecessary. We never used to snack. Snacks only were invented to make money for the food companies. But years and years ago, when we had to ration food, we just had 3 square meals a day. So try and keep things as simple as possible. And think about if you do want a snack, look at how you can maybe snack on some nuts or some fruit. But really, snacking is a luxury. We don't really need snacking. Trying to make sure you stay hydrated throughout the day will minimize that. And cutting back on snacks will make a significant impact in terms of you managing your weight going forward in the future. If we cut out all of our snacks and just stuck to 3 meals a day, you could easily save yourself 500 plus calories a day, and that'd be enough to see 1 or 2 pounds shifted per week. Tip number 5 is skipping breakfast. When we do have breakfast, is that stabilizes our sugar levels throughout the morning, especially if you're having good quality breakfast, like some porridge oats, which have slow release GI foods in them, which will give you a slow release of energy throughout the day. That means your sugar levels are steady throughout the morning, and they're not gonna spike, so you're less inclined to snack. You're gonna feel fuller for longer. You're not gonna feel like you need a croissant and a coffee to get you to lunchtime. So a good and positive aspect of having breakfast is that you're gonna be less inclined to snack. Tip number 6 is portion control. A lot of the habits that I have spoken to with clients in the past is just cutting back on their portions, cutting back on the calories. We're spending most of our time being sat down and sedentary. Even if you go to the gym for an hour a day, that is not going to burn off the calories you eat throughout the day if you're consuming too many. So just be mindful of how you portion up your meals. If you just make a normal meal as you would do normally and then remove a quarter and then just see how you're getting on eating that meal as you would do normally, try and save a bit of extra food for your lunch the next day, which is going to help with some meal prep as well and save you time on food preparation. And also make sure you just slow down how quickly you eat. A lot of time we just eat too quickly. We might eat in front of the TV and we're just being distracted. So we're not actually conscious of how much we're eating because we're focused on other factors. But when we focus on what we eat, slow down, drink a bit of water, you actually find that you probably eat less because you're being more conscious of what you're eating. A nice little tip is that every time you eat some food, put your knife and fork down and then sit on your hands until you've eaten that food. And then once you've done so, start eating again. And if you do that throughout your whole meal, probably guarantee that it's going to be a bit left at the end, because this is giving your body a chance to send signals to the brain to register that you're full. And just by doing that and just by controlling your portions, you're going to significantly reduce the calories that you can consume on a daily basis. Tip number 7 is cutting back on your liquid calories. So liquid calories, especially sugary drinks like full fat Coke, energy drinks, all these drinks that are just excess calories in your diet that the body doesn't really need. It's going to be an easy and simple way of cutting back on your calories. A lot of people sometimes question to me why they're not losing weight when they're cutting back on the foods they're consuming and their diet's pretty healthy. But when I ask them the question about how much alcohol they're consuming, they might tell me that they're consuming a bottle of wine per night, where a bottle of wine is probably close to a good 1,000 calories. So that's an extra 1,000 calories on top of what you're consuming throughout the day that has no nutritional value to you whatsoever. So that's just extra fat going on the body. And also extra alcohol inhibits the body's ability to burn fat as well. So when you go to the gym, all you're doing is burning off the alcohol. You're not actually making any progress when it comes to shifting that extra body fat that you're aiming for by going to the gym. So a simple way of cutting back on your calories in your diet is just by avoiding as many liquid calories as possible. Tip number 8 is being more mindful of how much you're eating as well. Just being more mindful of what you're eating, how much you're eating, how you feel while you're eating plays a massive role in terms of your well-being. But you can still enjoy foods that are a bit more of a treat, like chocolate, for example, but you can still have less of it and be more mindful that you've enjoyed it, but you don't want to feel full and bloated. And lastly, one of the biggest habits I've seen is the weekend warrior syndrome. You're doing really good all week, being really conscious of your calories. So you've actually made quite a significant progress within your weight loss journey. But come the weekend, take the foot off the gas, you feel that you've earned the right to relax and enjoy yourself because you're not conscious of how much you're consuming. You might overconsume the calories. So all those calories you've actually burnt off in the week to help you lose weight, you've put back on over the weekend. So come Monday, you're back to where you were. So just be more mindful, conscious of how much that's going to impact your progress during the week, because you're going to play that same yo-yo cycle week in, week out if you're not more conscious of it. Try to maybe cut back on how often you do go out on weekends. If it's every weekend, maybe drop that down to twice a month, for example. If you are going out, can you still go out and just enjoy more non-alcoholic beers where they're lowering calories and you're not going to feel hungover and tired and want bad food the next day? And if you are going out for meals, can you just have maybe a starter and a main and not a dessert? Or can you share a dessert? Can you use different ways to manage your calories throughout the weekend? You can also save up your calories throughout the day. So you could not consume many calories throughout the day and save all those calories for the evening. So you could just go out and enjoy yourself and relax. And as long as you're in a calorie deficit over the course of 7 days, then that will allow you to see a steady progress in your weight going forward. So those are the 9 habits and tips that I would advise if you're looking to build a sustainable way to shift some body fat going forward in the future. Hey there, fantastic listeners of the Neil Danwell Show. We hope you've been enjoying our episodes as much as we have been enjoying making them. We have a quick little request for you. If you could take a moment to leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform, it would mean the world to us. Your reviews help us reach more people and continue to grow. Plus, if you have a friend who you think would love the show, please consider sharing it with them. We're all about building a wonderful community of listeners, and your support makes it happen. Thanks a million.